Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning, church. Welcome to worship on this last Sunday of Advent, as we're going to be lighting the candle of joy this morning. And a warm welcome to those who are worshiping with us online from the comfort of your home. I'm glad to see that you made it here safely. The roads were kind of slick when I was coming in this morning, so it's so good to see you in person here in the sanctuary. And again, warm welcome to those who are worshiping online. This morning, it is my pleasure to have Lucas Sang and Bruce Stark helping to lead us in worship this morning, as well as some special music from Arla and Judy and Susan, the choir. Looking forward to the songs that you will be singing on this special Sunday as we look forward with great anticipation and delight to the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. I do hope that you'll join us for Christmas Eve worship. At our Whitmore Lake campus, we'll be having Christmas Eve worship at 3:00. Here at our Brighton campus, we'll have a 5:00 service celebrating the Nativity story with our children, and a classical Christmas Eve service at 7 and 9 and 11 o'clock here at our Brighton campus. If you'd like to join online worship, that'll be at 7 o'clock. So I do hope that you'll join us either in person or online, as make sure also to extend some invites to family and friends and neighbors to join us. When you came in the worship doors, or if you're online at home, I would invite you now to fill out your connection card, that green little piece of paper you received. You can do it online as well. We'd like to help you get better connected to the life of our church, and there's some opportunities for you to designate ways to get involved. I'd also encourage you to share any prayer requests with Pastor John and I that you might like to share those. You can receive those prayer request cards again online or through the ushers as you came in. Sunday school is taking place, as well as nursery here at 9:30. So we always warmly welcome and love having children in our sanctuary for worship, but also wanted to share with you that Sunday school for 3 through 5th graders is happening if you'd like to do that, as well as the nursery care. Well, now let us continue our time of praise and worship together. Please stand as you feel comfortable. We'll join together in singing Hark, the Herald Angels Sing.
Thank you. Please be seated. Today we light the candle of joy and hear from Psalm chapter 30, verses 2, 3, and 5b. Lord, my God, I cried to you for help, and you have healed me. O Lord, you brought up my soul from Sheol and restored me to life from among those gone down to the pit. Weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes with the morning. We light the candle of joy as a reminder that whether we climb the highest heavens or make our bed in the pit of despair, God is with us.
Please join me in the opening prayer. Gracious God, our hearts leap for joy, knowing that you, though almighty, everlasting, will soon be born as a humble baby, revealing to us the depths of your love for all of creation. By your Spirit, give us the courage to share the everlasting joy of your Messiah. Amen.
Could have come like a mighty storm, with all the strength of a hurricane. You could have come like a forest fire, with the power of heaven in your flame. But you came like a winter snow, quiet and soft and slow, falling from the sky in the night to the earth below. You could have swept in like a tidal wave, or in an ocean to ravish our hearts. You could have come through but you came like winter snow. Yes, you did. You were quiet, you were soft and slow. Falling from the sky in the night to the earth below. Like a winter snow, quiet and soft and slow, falling from the sky in the night to the earth below. Oh, yeah, yeah. You to the earth below.
Today's Bible reading comes from Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 55. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Lucas, for reading the gospel lesson for us this morning. Church, please join me in a time of prayer. Oh, holy God, on this Sunday in Advent, we gather to praise your name, and we gather with thankfulness in our hearts. We light the candle of joy today, and we hear a scripture reading of Mary experiencing great joy, of a baby leaping in Elizabeth's womb. Loving God, may our hearts be open to receive the gospel. May our ears be ready to hear. May our spirits be present and still, that you might speak to us in this time. Lord, may the words of my mouth, may the meditations of our hearts, may it be pleasing in your sight. You, God, who are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, church, it really is a good, wonderful delight to be with you on this fourth Sunday of Advent. I don't know about you, but December has just quickly sped by, as it now says it's the 19th of December. And this morning, as we have lit the candle of joy, the prior Sunday candles were hope and love and peace. Those were the candles that set the tone for worship. But now, with only 5 days until Christmas Eve, I hope your Christmas shopping is done. With only 5 days till Christmas Eve, we light the candle of joy And joy gets to set the tone for worship today as we wait with great anticipation, as we wait with great eagerness for Christ's birth on Christmas Day. And so with such anticipation, with such great joy this morning, maybe bubbling over with among our spirits, today we light this candle, and I thought, you know, it's time for us to celebrate and have a little fun. And so I'm wearing my silly little Christmas sweater this morning. Normally I'm wearing a robe, but today I'm wearing my llama sweater here. It even has a few jingle bells this morning. And I've looked out and seen some holiday fun Christmas cheer. I know Jean is wearing one at the sound booth back there. And so this morning, as we're in worship, may the smiles on our faces, may they perk up a little bit, and may we have a lighthearted feeling to us this morning as we embrace joy, or a little silliness, or a little bit of fun. So if you're worshiping online with us, I'd encourage you to head to your closet, grab your joy-filled sweaters, or your antlers, or your Santa hats. I also saw Bruce in a Santa hat this morning. So, post those photos on Facebook. We would love to see our church news feed, right, of Facebook with some fun, silly pictures this morning. So joy fills the sanctuary. Joy is the spirit that we are experiencing this morning. This week, when I was coming home from church in a spirit of fun and silliness, I drove by a house in Brighton and I noticed a leg lamp in the window. Have you driven by this house? Maybe there's more than one in Brighton. You know the reference I'm talking about, the leg lamp from the famous A Christmas Story movie. And so shining brightly in the window, it made me literally laugh out loud as I was driving by this typical route between the parsonage and church, and it brought a lot of happiness and silliness and merriment. If you haven't watched A Christmas Story, now you have to go home and watch it on Netflix or, you know, go rent it. I don't know. We don't have Blockbuster anymore, but figure out a way to watch it to understand the leg lamp reference. This week, I also got a good chuckle as I was watching Home Alone with my kids yesterday morning. My son and I sat together and we were laughing about all of the shenanigans that the character Kevin, you know, played by Macaulay Culkin, was up to. He was this 8-year-old boy and his goal was to protect the house while he was left home alone because the wet bandits were out to get him. It was fun to laugh and enjoy a little merriment, a little Christmas classic movie. That's another one on your Netflix list now to watch. And this week I also found some great joy on my face, some silliness, as I chatted with some UMW women that were also dressed up in their joyful attire, getting ready to celebrate a UMW meeting together. A little happiness, a little joy, we need that this season. Well, there certainly has been lots of joy and silliness at the Reynolds Hall household this past week leading up to Christmas. Because children have a way of bringing a lot of joy during the Advent season. For many, many weeks, too many, I think more than Advent season, my kids have been excited to open presents on Christmas morning, and my 6-year-old has specifically told us what he hopes to open up. So Pokemon cards and Legos are all the thing when you're 6. So perhaps Pastor John and I, or maybe Santa, will bring some of these gifts. We'll see what Santa unpacks from his sleigh. You know, oh, what fun the kids can have when they're unwrapping presents on Christmas morning. I think the kids have fun unwrapping the gifts to discover what their gift is as they enjoy endless hours of fun on the 25th of December. But for parents or grandparents, aunties and uncles, the real joy is seeing those smiles, right? Seeing those smiles on their faces when they unwrap something or when they dig into their stocking from Santa and they're delighted to discover some wonderful treasure. At our house, Santa brings oranges in the toe of the stocking, but Santa also brings whoopee cushions to our house. How fun is that? Does Santa ever bring a whoopee cushion to your house? It's really fun. It's a lot of fun. Well, these new gifts can be great moments of joy. They can be. Whoopee cushions and unwrapping presents are fun. But is that really what the reason of this season is about? Is it really? You know, those new gifts bring these temporary moments of happiness, and silly sweaters with jingle bells bring these moments of happiness, and it's so wonderful to have these moments of joy, to have this holiday season where we can laugh together or have some fun together. But in my mind, happiness and joy are different things. When we light the Advent wreath of joy this morning, it's referencing, I think, something different than happiness or silliness of the season. Whereas there are many things that can make us happy this time of year, perhaps those things are temporary. But joy is different. Joy is different. Joy is a gift that comes from God. So in the chapter this week in our Advent study, Almost Christmas, by four different authors, and of the video series that also accompanied it, the authors propose this idea of a difference between happiness and joy. And I'd agree with them. Here's kind of my take on that. You know, happiness is sometimes dependent upon our circumstances. If things are going well in our lives, if things are smooth sailing, if everything's good and it's sunny and it's 75, we're not going to see that weather for a while in Michigan, at least not the sun, right? Then we're feeling happy. And if we have the latest, greatest gadget in our hands or the best iPhone in our hands, we're feeling happy. If our sports team wins that we prefer to cheer on, whether it's state or Michigan, right? We're happy, whoever's winning. If our favorite meal is on the table, we're happy. Or if we get to have the privilege of being around our family at the holidays, we're happy. And if Santa brings that whoopee cushion, we're really happy. So how is happiness then different from joy? What's the deal with this Advent candle of joy that we light? What's that about? Well, I've really come to believe that joy is a deeply spiritual experience. Joy is experiencing God and being in communion with God. Joy is that sacred moment or that sacred experience when you encounter the holy, when you encounter the divine, when your breath is taken away, when you experience and feel God's presence with you for that moment. Joy is experiencing God, being aware of God in the moment. You know, I experience God, I experience the divine around me, I experience God through other people or through creation, through Mother Nature, and through those moments, through those still, silent, quiet moments, just being in God's presence. The psalmist says, "Be still and know that I am God." And it's in that stillness, in that silence, in that quiet candlelight moments when December has us running around trying to be so very busy getting that shopping done. You got 5 days, y'all. But it's in those still, quiet, silent moments that at least I am aware of God's presence when I pause, when I breathe deeply. So encountering God, for me, that is joy. Oftentimes we're surprised by joy. We're sometimes surprised in those moments when we encounter the divine in our midst when we least experience. And being surprised by joy can be an incredible gift. It's a great gift when we least expect it. That's different than happiness, those things that we search out. The phone that'll make us happy. More presents around the tree that'll make us happy. The hot cocoa that'll make us happy for a moment in time. But joy is something different. So I think there's moments of joy, small moments of joy, these little gifts of joy, all around us when we pay attention. This week I experienced these small little moments of joy here at the church and at home and in these quiet moments in the stillness with God. There was one really great moment on Tuesday night. I was attending the children's Christmas program, the preschool program for First Steps Preschool. And while I was attending the program, I was hearing the kids sing some Christmas songs, and Greg Geis was sharing the nativity story with us, telling us the Bible story of baby Jesus being born, and watching the kids wave to their parents in the pews, and hearing them sing the stories of their faith was a moment of joy. This brief little moment of joy. I was aware in that moment that these little children, these little 3- and 4-year-olds filling the stage were these precious, beautiful children of God, created in God's image, and we got to hear the Bible story, and they were sharing it with their families. That's joy right there on display. This week when I was taking my kids to school one morning, I looked in the back seat, normally my kids are like fighting over some toy on the way to school, and they were quiet. And I thought, okay, when they're quiet, what's going on, right? So I looked in the back seat, and I noticed my kids were holding hands on the way to school. Pure joy. I was aware of that gift of love, that gift that God gives us of family, and it was pure joy in that moment where I got to see and encounter God's divine presence right there in that moment, holding hands. And then those other moments of joy when watching the snowflakes fall yesterday morning or this morning, right? Watching the snowflakes fall on a Saturday morning while being tucked warmly inside a home, drinking some coffee, and experiencing a moment of joy and encountering God's presence because I was filled with tremendous gratitude and thankfulness that I had a warm home to live in, a roof over my head. And I was thankful and I was filled with the love of God in that moment, just watching the snowflakes fall. Every little blessing that we might take for granted of, not everybody has. That's pure joy. So those joyful moments might be small, but they're there when we pay attention. Have you had these little divine God encounter moments this week? Have you had little glimpses of joy in your life? Did you experience or encounter the holy? You know, maybe it was through a connection with a family member, or it was an encountering the beautiful sunrise or the sunset, or maybe it was a hymn that touched your heart this morning, or maybe you too found yourself thankful for your home or the food in your fridge, or the soft bed that you sleep in. Have you had a moment of joy this week? They're always there. They're always there when we pay attention. When we turn to the gospel lesson that Lucas read for us this morning, we encounter a joy-filled moment between Mary and between Elizabeth. And upon learning that she would bear a child, Mary then went to visit her relative, Elizabeth. She traveled to see her, and Mary went to see Elizabeth. And the child in Elizabeth's womb, Elizabeth was also pregnant. The child leaped for joy in Elizabeth's womb. And Mary and Elizabeth, they conversed, and their hearts were filled with great joy for the children that would be born. Elizabeth thought that she was barren, that she was on in age, and she thought she would not be able to conceive or have children, and her heart was filled with love and joy for the child that would be born. His name would be John, and he'd prepare the way for Jesus. And Mary would bear the Christ child, the long-awaited Messiah and King, and for Mary and Elizabeth, their hearts were filled with love, filled with joy that they had each other also on this journey, in this challenging, confusing, perplexing time. They had each other. They knew that whatever they might experience in the coming months, that they had God with them, and they had each other by their side. And from this scripture lesson, we encounter a story of joy of these women going through this experience together. Joy, it fills the scripture lesson. So maybe you can think of scripture-filled moments of joy like this. Maybe you can think of moments of joy in your own life this past week. And when we look to the coming week, we anticipate and we hope for moments of more joy. Perhaps we're going to join a phone call with a family member or a friend, or maybe you're going to hop on a Zoom call to celebrate Christmas Eve or Christmas with somebody, or maybe you'll be in person with some family or friends. Maybe you'll unwrap a gift or find something in your stocking. Maybe Santa will deliver a whoopee cushion your way as well. I don't know. And perhaps you'll recall some cherished family moments of years gone past. Maybe you'll have some joy-filled experiences in the coming week as we anticipate the birth of Christ. But the true joy isn't in those gifts under the tree or what's in the stocking. It's the true joy isn't in the perfectly decorated house or those moments we try to manufacture perfectly for our families. Those bring us temporary happiness, but the deep joy is in Christ. Because some of us are going to be able to gather with family and friends this year, and those will be joyful moments. But some of us, among us, aren't that fortunate. But the deep joy that we will get to experience is in Christ. The true moment of joy is found this day when we're going to be able to sing later in worship, towards the end of worship, and on Christmas Eve when we sing, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come." That's the true moment of joy that we've been anticipating. We've been anticipating and waiting now for the birth of Christ, the child, the Savior of the world. So 5 days from now, whether we're gathering back in the sanctuary at 5, 7, 9, or 11, or 3 o'clock at Whitmore Lake, or you're joining us online, when we gather, we're going to experience true joy. The joy that Mary and Joseph found as they make their journey to Bethlehem and with the babe being born in the manger. True joy when the angels sing praises to God and the shepherds run and tell of the glory and the star shines overhead. And as we sing that great song, "Joy to the World," we'll encounter the divine, holy, sacred presence of God. That great hymn, "Joy to the World," it's been sung now for 202 years. It was written back in the 1700s. 300 years now. 1719? 302 years. Am I doing the math right? And it was a song that was written by an English minister and a hymn writer. Her name was Isaac Watts. For 302 years, people have been singing out, "Joy to the world that the Lord has come. Let earth receive her king. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns." So it's that true joy that we long for, that true joy that we seek after, that true joy with the birth of Christ. Of course, let's keep having that silly fun. Let's keep enjoying those candy canes. Let's keep shopping for the grandkids. But let's take those time in this season to remember the real joy and the true hope and love and peace of this earth, the Christ child. And may you find and know this Christ child personally. Let's pray. Oh, holy God, we give you thanks for the gift of Jesus. We give you thanks that he is the true gift for the world, and you call us to be this gift to the world as well. Holy God, he's the Prince of Peace and the hope of the world and the gift of love and the source of pure joy. And so as we journey from this season of Advent to the celebration of Christmas, we pray for your constant presence with us, that we might experience you in our midst and know that joy. Open our hearts, God, to receive your abundant gifts. And open our hearts to share our abundant gifts with others, that we may be peacemakers and bearers of hope in the world, that we may love you and others, that we may truly experience your gift of joy and be that to the world. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Amen.
And all God's people said, amen. Thanks. That was absolutely beautiful. I'm in the spirit. God is good. All the time. I was sitting here thinking when Lindsay was talking about all these beautiful sweaters going around. And there really are some nice looking sweaters. But there's another side to that story. I got invited to a Christmas party a few weeks ago. But they didn't tell me that it was an ugly sweater Christmas party and there was a contest. So here I go to this Christmas party, not knowing it's an ugly sweater Christmas party. I came in second, but I don't know if that has anything to do with it. Probably would have helped if I'd have known. I want to call your attention to the beautiful prayer quotes we have on the wall. The prayer quotes today are for Deanne Ramos and for Marcia Eichel. And I know that you can't tie a knot in them to say a prayer on your way out, but please, if you would join me in a prayer, please raise a hand towards the quilts as we pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless these quilt recipients and give them strength, courage, patience, and faith to face the weeks and months ahead. We ask your blessings on their family, friends, and the medical personnel helping them. May these prayer quilts be a constant reminder of God's love and hope and of the thoughts and prayers of those who would tie knots and who will say prayers for them. Help us to be reminded that two things never die, peace and love. These prayers we say for others, wrap them in peace and comfort them like a warm quilt. Prayers are tangible evidence of the love we share with them. Amen. Now as we continue in an attitude of prayer. Good and gracious God, creator of all things, we come before you this morning to praise you, to give you thanks, to feel your love. We want to keep our eyes, our ears, and our hearts open to your word, to your love, to your joy, and to your blessings. We give praise and thanks for those that teach us, those that help us to learn to live as Jesus lived, to remember those that are struggling and wrestling, looking for help, those that are struggling at home, struggling with damaged and broken relationships, those that are struggling with health issues, those that have lost loved ones, those that are struggling with financial burdens due to today's trying times. Help them to understand that in their time of need, your love is always there for them. We ask your blessings on those in need of your strength, your love, your hope, and your joy. We also give thanks and ask blessings on those in the service industry that will continue to work in spite of the holiday season, the police, fire department, hospital workers, and all those that will continue to help make our lives easier by the work that they do. Thank you for the time and blessings we'll have through the holiday season and the opportunity to spend time with family, friends, loved ones, and neighbors. We ask your blessings on those that spend time alone this season and ask that you help us show them your love that might make this time a little easier for them and show them that your love is always there for them and that they can find their joy in you. Father, we ask for your blessings and guidance on all in need in our communities, in our state, across the nation, and across the world that have suffered due to conflicts going on in our lives and near and far from our homes. We pray for those that think violence is a way to handle things and pray that they find the help they need to avoid anger. We also pray for the victims of that violence and hope that they find peace in their time of need. In times of need and doubt, the disciples went to Jesus for comfort and strength. May we learn from the disciples that Jesus is our source of comfort and strength as well. O God, in this time of worship, we give thanks that you are ever with us. We thank you for the joy you give us. We strive to be always grateful for all you give us, even though sometimes we think we can handle it all on our own. Sometimes we take your goodness for granted. Now we come to you with joy in our hearts, looking to you as we offer our concerns and petitions in this time of silent prayer and meditation. Now we come to you as your children, seeking to learn, seeking to love, seeking to share in the name of your holy and precious Son, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And don't forget, God loves you, we do too, and ain't a darn thing you can do about it. Amen.
With great thankfulness on our hearts and many joys that we share, I would invite you to share some of that generosity and joy with the church, with God, through your offerings and your tithes. I'd invite the ushers to come forward now to wait upon us to receive our offerings.
Thank you.
Lord Jesus, no matter what is happening in our lives, we are grateful to have the deep, everlasting joy you bring to our lives. We bring our offerings in gratitude as we anticipate the celebration of your birth. Help us to bring joy to others in everything we do. In your name we pray. Amen.
To the world. We look forward to singing that again on Christmas Eve, and so I look forward to seeing you in person in worship here or online. On the way out the door, I would encourage you to pick up one of our flyers here. It's almost Christmas, and it has our worship times on the back. This is an invite. I would encourage you to share with a neighbor or a family member. Come to Christmas Eve or log on to Christmas Eve worship and bring someone with you as well. They also want to hear the good news of our Savior being born and knowing that joy to the world, the Lord has come. So may we go forth now in the peace and the presence of God. May we go forth now in great joy, being on the lookout for those moments, those glimpses, those opportunities to encounter God. They are there when we pay attention. Go forth in God's peace. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You are invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.